by Leo Tolstoy. Dramatized by Marcy Kahan and Mike Walker. Episode 1. Plots and Stratagems.
If you have nothing better to do, and if the prospect of spending an evening with a poor invalid is not too alarming, I shall be charmed to see you between 7 and 10. My invitation went out this morning, and here they all are, in their court uniforms and evening gowns. Well, who can blame them? I am Anna Pavlovna Scherer, maid of honor and regular confidant of the Empress Maria Fyodorovna. If you wish to be au courant with politics, to debate with influential statesmen, if you can't resist the latest Petersburg gossip, then it would be foolish indeed to miss one of my evenings. Ah, here he comes now. Prince Vasily, one of our leading intriguers. He's been trying to calm everyone's nerves about the crisis in Europe. Well, I shall attack first.
Yeah, mon prince. So, Genoa and Lucca are now private estates of the Bonaparte family. This latest farce, Napoleon's coronation at Milan. No, I warn you, if you continue to make excuses for that Antichrist, no longer count yourself a friend of mine.
Mercy on us, what a violent attack. I am not so much concerned, cher ami, with the follies of Bonaparte, but with this attack of La Grippe, which they say has laid you low.
Very well, you are saying nothing. Your daughter has arrived, Prince. La belle Hélène. See how all the heads turn. Are you aware that since her coming out, she has won everyone's heart?
Most gratifying.
Unlike your son, Anatole. I'm not sure I should say this.
Please.
The other day, in Her Majesty's presence, they were talking of Anatole. His dissipation, his wild escapades. Everyone was sorry for you.
Monsieur Annette, what can I do? The young scoundrel is costing me 40,000 roubles a year.
Have you never thought of finding the young prodigal a wife?
Well, naturally.
I know of a Princess Maria who lives unhappily in the country.
Is she wealthy?
Her father is very rich, but miserly. You must know him. The famous Prince Bolkonski. Very clever and eccentric. Her brother André is an aide-de-camp with General Kutuzov.
She is of good family and rich. That's all I desire.
André is over there with his wife, Lise, and your daughter. We can start the ball rolling this very evening.
If you can arrange to take Anatole off my hands, I shall be your most devoted slave. Sliff. With an F. As a bailiff of mine writes in this report. Forever and ever.
Look at Vasily now, gliding across the room, charming André's wife with his attentive smile. Poor Lise. I remember when they called her the most seductive woman in Petersburg. Now that she's married and pregnant, her husband never looks at her. Mind you, André always was a cold fish. Handsome, clever, as his father, yet so world-weary. What was that? Oh, I might have known. That ungainly cousin of Prince Vasily's, Pierre Bezukhov. He's knocked over a chair. What a huge oaf the man is.
Revolution is a grand fact.
Revolution and regicide, a grand fact. My dear Monsieur Pierre, whatever next?
I'm not speaking of regicide, I'm speaking of the idea.
I'm sure the Vicomte is fascinated by your thoughts, my dear. But why not come over here and have a word with my aunt?
But I have nothing to say to your aunt, madame.
Really, no. One would think this was the first Petersburg soiree you ever attended.
Oh, that's true. I've been abroad for so long that I've never had the chance to socialize with my countrymen. I realize you only invited me because I'm related to Prince Vasily.
One does not say such things, Monsieur Pierre.
Oh, excuse me.
Now, where are you going?
Someone I must talk to. Excuse me. Sorry, Prince André.
Now, where has he gone? Oh, good. He's found Prince André. That should keep him quiet.
Bezukhov, you here? You in such illustrious society?
I knew I should find you here. I'm coming to supper with you, may I?
No, impossible.
Now you must introduce me to this wife of yours.
Here she is. Lise, my friend Pierre Bezukhov. Pierre is one of the fortunate ones who's been living abroad.
How do you do?
Your husband is one of my dearest friends, Princess.
How out of place Pierre looks. that great beaming face of his among the scheming parasites. Look at them all. Anna Pavlova's prize zoo. The Vicomte Mortemart, a well-born non-entity, the sort of man the rest of Europe is trying to expel. The Abbé Morio. Anna Pavlovna calls him a profound thinker. That's because he's careful never to open his mouth. And our reigning society beauty, La Belle Hélène. In any other country, they'd see how vacuous and vain she really is. Don't these people realize we've turned the corner of a new century? There are new ideas. One man, Napoleon, is challenging everything. They're so self-absorbed. They see and feel nothing.
My husband is deserting me, Monsieur Pierre. He's sending me into the country while he gets himself killed.
Sorry, I didn't want to say.
Tell me, what is this nasty war about?
I wouldn't advise that, Madame.
Why not, Princess Philip?
My cousin Pierre is a man of extreme and radical views. None of them sound.
I should love to tell you my ideas, Princess Lise. But here is our esteemed hostess.
How good it is to see Monsieur Pierre back in his native land among friends and relations.
You must get this bear into shape for me, cher ami. He's been staying with us a month, hasn't he, Hélène?
Yes, Papa.
And your party tonight is the first time he's been among respectable people.
He needs the society of clever women. Isn't that so, Mademoiselle Hélène?
Careful. She's blushing.
They are both blushing.
Ah, we shall be late.
Alas, you must excuse my daughter and me. This richest reception of the English ambassadors.
It was good of you to come and visit a poor invalid.
Your worries are over, chère madame. We're taking Bezukhov home with us for supper.
Hold fast to your crockery, Prince André. I hope to see you again. And you, Monsieur Pierre. But I hope you will have changed your opinions.
Never. I mean, thank you. That is, au revoir.
Sir Annette, it's settled. I shall speak to Maria Bolkonski about you.
I rely on you, my dear. Let me know how her father views the matter. There's nothing wrong with Anatole Kuragin that a good wife won't cure.
You're dawdling again, please.
Au revoir. How sweet the little princess is. But André no longer cares for her, that's obvious. Now, I must ask the Vicomte Mortemart about Bonaparte's recent foolishness in Italy. He'll be sure to give me a reasonable answer.
What a wonderful room, André.
The sort of place where a fellow might recline and just read and dream.
Really, Pierre, you must learn to contain your exuberance. Anna Pavlovna will be needing to retire to the country after an evening of your revolutionary polemics.
It was that Vicomte's fault, saying that Napoleon had lost his following, that he should have restored the monarchy.
My dear fellow, one can't everywhere and at all times say what one thinks. Now tell me, have you made up your mind? Is it to be the cavalry or the diplomatic service?
Can you imagine it? I still don't know.
But you must decide on something. Your father's expecting it. Have you been to the Horse Guards?
No, not yet. But here's an idea I've had that I must discuss with you, André. This war now is against Napoleon.
I'm glad you've been paying attention.
No, seriously. If it were a war for freedom, I could understand it. I should have been the first to join the army, but to help England and Austria against the greatest man in the world...
That's irrelevant. If everyone fought only for their own convictions, there would be no wars.
What a very good thing that would be.
Very likely, but it will never happen.
Well, what are you going to the war for?
What for? I don't know, because I have to. I'm going because the life I lead here is not to my taste.
There you are. No, you look so comfortable. Well, you haven't been arguing, have you? Monsieur Pierre, you are so very contentious.
Your husband and I were on the brink of an argument. I can't make out why he wants to go to the war.
That is exactly what I say. I simply do not understand why men cannot get on without war. André, of all people. He might easily remain at court and become aide-de-camp to the sovereign. Anna Pavlovna says that would be quite easy to arrange.
That's enough, Lise.
When do you leave, André?
Oh, don't talk about his going. Don't talk about it. You know, André, I am afraid.
What is it you are afraid of, Lise? I don't understand.
Oh, there! What egoist men are. Just for a whim of his own, he deserts me and shuts me up alone in the country.
With my father and sister. Don't forget that.
I shall be alone without my friends. And he expects me not to be afraid.
Your doctor said that you were to go to bed earlier. It's time you were asleep.
I don't care if Monsieur Pierre is here. I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time, André. What have I done? You're going off to the war. You don't feel for me. Why?
Lise!
But you treat me as though I were an invalid or a child. I see it all. You weren't like this 6 months ago.
Lise, I beg you, just stop.
Please. Don't upset yourself, Princess. You're just imagining this, I assure you. I know André. That's to say, he would never... No, excuse me, an outsider has no business. Please, don't distress yourself. I must be on my way.
No, wait, Pierre. The Princess is kind. She would not wish to deprive me of the pleasure of your company.
Oh, you see? He thinks only of himself.
Lise!
Mon Dieu! Mon Dieu!
Good night. Bonsoir, Lise. Never, never marry, my dear fellow. Don't marry until you can say to yourself that you have done all that you are capable of, until you cease to love the woman of your choice and see her plainly as she really is. Otherwise, you will be making an irreparable mistake. Don't look at me with such surprise.
Your wife.
My wife is an excellent woman. But what I wouldn't give, not... to be married. You are the first and only person I say this to because of my affection for you.
Thank you. But I still don't understand.
Oh. You talk of Bonaparte and his career. Don't forget that while Bonaparte was working his way towards his goal, he was free. But tie yourself up with a woman and all your aspirations, all the ability you feel within you, submerged in drawing rooms, balls, idle conceits, futility. My father is right. Women are selfish, vain, humdrum, trivial in everything. So whatever you do, my dear Pierre, don't marry.
It seems so odd to me, you of all people, André, that... you should consider yourself a failure. If you knew how I admire you, your ease in society, your extraordinary memory, above all, the way you can apply yourself, such concentration.
My life is over. There's nothing more to say. Let's talk about you.
Me? What am I? The illegitimate son of Count Cyril Betsukhov. Without name and without fortune. It's true, I am free, and you can't accuse me of not enjoying it. Only, I haven't the least idea what to do with my life.
You're lucky, Pierre. With your appetite for life, it doesn't matter what you choose. Only you must stop all this carousing with Anatole Karagin. It's not worthy of you.
Can't help it. Women, dear fellow, they're so irresistible.
Women of your own class, that's a different matter. But Anatole Karagin, so-called actresses.
You're right. Seriously, André, this dissipated life of mine, I can't decide or think properly about anything. My head aches, my money evaporates.
Precisely.
Anatole has invited me this evening, but I won't go.
Excellent. Give me your word of honour.
Word of honour.
Oh.
Look, the bear is dancing.
I'll teach it to waltz.
What am I doing here? I promised André I would go straight home. Mind you, I'd already promised Anatole I would stop by, so the promise to André was not strictly binding. Oh, what does it matter? By tomorrow I may be dead.
Let the bear go. Dolohov's thought of a better game. Come over to the window.
Where are they rushing to now?
I've got 100 on Dolohov.
No holding on. Anatole, come and see to the press.
Yakov, bring a bottle. Wait a minute, gentlemen. Here is our old Pierre.
Oh. We thought you'd never get here.
Anatole, the best.
Anatole, what's going on?
First of all, we must drink. Pierre, you look far too sober.
Then I'll tell you.
Dolohov, Pierre, has laid a wager with Stevens, the English sailor.
I have bet Stevens that I can drink this entire bottle of rum without taking it from my lips while sitting on the window.
With your legs dangling.
My legs dangling in the wind and not holding on to anything.
Oh, come on, Pierre. Another bottle.
I don't want any more. Where's this window?
Over here.
Are you serious? We're three stories out.
Such an old woman, Bazookoff. Right. Here I go. Hand me the bottle.
Here you are, old man. Now, everyone.
I can't walk. Why does it take so long?
Gentlemen, this is madness. He's going to kill himself.
Don't touch him. You'll startle him, then he'll really be killed.
He's dead. Oh. He'll be killed.
There he is. On the ledge, he's alive. Defiantly alive. That's what I was to. Defy death. Live life to the full. And if I fall, so be it.
Dolohov, you have defended the honor of your country.
Gentlemen, who wants to make a bet with me? I'll do the same, all in one go, out on the ledge, no hands. Even without a bet, I'll do it. Bring a bottle.
Yes, let him. A bottle of rum for Monsieur Pierre.
Pierre,
give
money
away,
and
I'll let you.
You're
telling me
just going downstairs.
Out of my way.
Don't let him through. We need him to pay for the girls. Pierre, listen to me.
Anatole, I'll do it. I will.
Some rum.
Listen, I'll take your bet, but for tomorrow. Right now, we're all going to Madame Zara's. If that takes you, Anatole.
Madame Zara's. Come along, lad. Why put your bear with us?
But the three of them somehow got hold of a bear.
Did you say a bear, Madame Karate?
You heard me, Count Rostov. They took this bear with them in a carriage, goodness knows how, across Petersburg to visit some actresses.
Sheer anarchy.
Well, Countess, the police tried to intervene, but they seized a constable, tied him to the bear, and then they threw the bear into the Moika.
They didn't.
But I assure you, Princess Rubetskoy, there was the bear, swimming about with the policeman on his back.
Regular bandits, the three.
But Prince Vasily has managed to hush up Anatole's part in the affair. Dolokhov has been reduced to the ranks. As for the bumptious Pierre Bazookov, he's been ordered out of Petersburg. He's here, in Moscow, at his father's house.
Poor old Count Bazookov. They say his health is failing.
And this Pierre, supposedly so educated and intelligent.
That's what comes of educating young men abroad.
I hope no one here in Moscow will receive him, in spite of his money. I wouldn't have him in my house. I have my daughter here to consider.
Mama.
Don't fidget, Julie.
What makes you say Pierre is rich? The fact of the matter is...
Oh, tell us, my dear Anna Gretzky.
Well, the old Count's reputation is notorious. They say he's lost track of his illegitimate children, but this Pierre was his favorite.
How handsome the old Count was.
He is much altered now, very ill indeed. Prince Vasily is the next heir through his wife, but no one can say who will inherit his enormous fortune, Vasily or Pierre. 40,000 serfs and millions of rubles.
You are very well informed, Princess Drubetskoy.
For your information, Madame Karagin, the old Count Bazukhov is my mother's second cousin. He is also godfather to my son, Boris.
They say Prince Vasily is here now on some inspection business.
That is a pretext, of course. He has really come to Moscow to inspect the failing health of the old Count.
At all events, my dear, that escapade of Pierre's is a capital joke. Imagine how funny that policeman must have looked.
My husband has never lost his boyish sense of humor.
So I see.
Ah, the troops have arrived.
Papa, save me!
Come and kiss your old papa, Natasha. A special kiss for your name day.
Children, really bursting in like that, you're spoiling her, Ilya.
Say hello to Madame Karagin and Julie, children.
Good afternoon, madame.
Many happy returns of the day, Natasha. How splendid that you and your mamma share the same beautiful name.
Merci, madame.
Oh, what a charming child. Is that your doll, my dear? What do you call her?
Mimi. I don't play with her anymore.
Oh, hear that? Our Natasha is growing up.
I'm the resident expert on Mademoiselle Mimi.
My son, Boris, madam.
In fact, I knew Mimi before her nose lost its beauty, and long before her skull was cracked.
Come and find me, Boris! Natasha, calm down!
There you are, she's gone!
You have an appointment soon, haven't you, Mama? Shall I order the carriage?
Please, Boris, go and tell them.
Nikolai, Sonia, stay and pay your respects to Madame Karagin.
My son and my ward, Madame. Sonia, you remember Julie Karagin?
Yes.
We met last summer.
As for Nikolai here, his friend Boris gets a commission, so he throws up the university to go into the army. All for friendship's sake.
They say war has been declared.
They've been saying so for a while. All I care about is that my Nikolai is to join the Pavlograd Hussars.
It's nothing to do with my friendship for Boris, Papa. The army is my vocation.
Nikolai's colonel dines with us tonight and will take the boy back with him. What am I to do?
If you don't wish me to go, Papa, I'll stay. But I'll be no use anywhere except the army. I can't become a diplomat. I'm not clever at disguising my feelings.
See how he flares up. This Bonaparte has turned all their heads. They are all thinking of how he rose from ensign to emperor. Well, good luck to them.
Nikolai, you remember Julie Karagin. What if it you weren't at the Aharals on Thursday, Nikolai?
I would have been there, Mademoiselle Julie, had I known you were going.
Oh, please. Excuse me.
Oh, Sonia. I'm sorry, Sonia.
Oh, dear. How these young people wear their hearts on their sleeves.
Yes, Natasha is in love with her cousin Boris. Now, I know she's too young, but if I'm strict with her, she'll start having secrets. I'm indulgent, so she tells me.
Where has Boris gone to? He was supposed to order the carriage.
Children, my dears, what is one to do?
Where can I hide? Behind these flower tops. Boris will never find me. I'll make him hunt for hours. He's coming! Too busy admiring himself in the mirror. How handsome he is. Oh, he's going. Oh, I shan't call to him. Let him find me. Then we're coming. Stop him. She's crying. Poor Sonia, I'd better go to her. No. Here comes Nikolai.
Sonia, what is it? I've been coming in the house for you.
Nothing. Leave me alone.
I know what's troubling you.
I would have been there, Mademoiselle Julie, had I known you were going. To say you've been thinking about her and pining for her. How could you? In front of everyone. Well, so much the better. Why don't you go back to her?
Sonia, listen. How can you torture me and yourself over a mere nothing?
Why should I believe you?
Because the whole world is nothing to me. You are my all.
What if your mother heard you, Nikolai?
Mama loves you, Sonia. You're one of the family.
I'm a poor cousin. Mama would say I'm ruining your career, preventing your marriage to a rich heiress like Julie Karagin.
That's nonsense. If you don't believe me, I'll have to...
Oh, how nice. He's kissing her and she's kissing him.
Nikolai, Sonia. Oh, I didn't mean to intrude. I can't find Natasha anywhere.
No, we haven't seen her. Come, Sonia. Let's go for a walk.
Natasha!
Boris, over here. I have something to tell you.
Oh, well. What is it, Natasha?
Would you like to kiss me?
What are you doing?
How absurd you are. It's my name, Diego. I can't take a seat on the ledger.
Natasha, you know that I love you, but...
Are you in love with me, Boris?
Yes, I am, but please don't let's do this again. In another 4 years, I shall ask for your hand.
All right, then. It's settled.
Settled?
Forever and ever till we die.
Yes. I must find Mother.
Stay with me, Boris. I shan't kiss you again.
Where is my Boris? We're going to be late for our call to the old Countess Zuhoff, and time is of the essence.
I marvel at you, my dear Anna. Posting off alone in a carriage. Moscow, Petersburg. Seeing all those ministers and important people.
God grant that you never know what it is to be left a helpless widow with a son you love to distraction.
My poor Anna.
Mind you, our life is not all roses either. People look at the Rostovs, and they think we are still so well off, but they have no idea of our expenses, even in the country. Theatricals, hunting, shooting.
Your dear Ilya is too good-natured.
So I keep telling him. But Anna, dear, how did you manage it? Your Boris is an officer in the Guards, while my Nikolai is going as a mere cadet.
Prince Vasily, he petitioned the Tsar on Boris's behalf. He couldn't do enough for us. I am at your entire command, dear princess.
His very words. Do you know? Prince Vasily used to pay court to me in the old days.
Yes. Well...
His granting my wish has been a mixed blessing. Oh, Natalie, would you believe it? I'm down to my last 25-ruble note, and Boris needs 100 for his uniform. My only hope now is Count Bezukhov. After all, he is my Boris's godfather.
Surely he will leave something to Boris.
Heaven only knows. Oh, when I think of that old Count, all alone, that enormous fortune, and what is he clinging on to life for, while my Boris's life is just beginning?
My dear Anna, your Boris is waiting with the carriage.
Oh, at last.
If you see Pierre at his father's house, do invite him to dine with us later. He used to come here and play with the children, you know.
Good luck, my dear.
Thank you. Come back soon.
My good man, I am Princess Drubetskoy. I have come to pay my respects to Count Cyril Bezukhov.
I know
he is very ill. I am a relative, and here is his godson. We shall not disturb him. I need only see Prince Vasily kindly announce us. Thank you. Be affectionate and attentive, Boris. Count Cyril is your godfather, and your future depends on him.
Mother, really, I hardly know him. Nothing will come of this except humiliation.
Prince Vasily! Be nice, Boris, promise.
Oh, very well.
Ah, mon prince, in what melancholy circumstances we meet again. How is our dear invalid?
The doctors give it a little hope.
Oh, how dreadful. I should so much have liked to thank Uncle once more for all his kindness to Boris. The old Count is Boris's godfather.
In Moscow on leave, are you, Boris?
I'm awaiting orders to join my new regiment, Your Excellency.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, has our dear uncle performed his final duties? No? Then I absolutely must see him. He needs a woman to prepare him.
Better wait till this evening, Anna Drubetskoy. The doctors are expecting the crisis.
Oh, what God delay, Prince? The salvation of his soul is at stake.
How is he?
Still the same. What can you expect with all this noise?
Oh, Princess Katish, I hardly recognized you. I have just arrived in Moscow and am at your service in nursing our dear uncle. Yes, she's obviously upset, poor girl.
Anna Drubetskoy, I really think...
Exactly, Prince Vasily. It's time I went in and saw the Count. Boris, you had better go find Pierre. The Rostovs have invited him to dinner, though I assume he won't go.
On the contrary, I should be only too glad if you would relieve me of that young man. He does nothing but mope about here. The Count has not asked for him once.
England's day is over, Mr. Pitt. As a traitor to united Europe and to the rights of man, I, Napoleon Bonaparte, hereby sentence you... Oh. Oh, I was just...
Good evening, Monsieur Pierre. I've come with my mother to visit your father, but it appears he's not well.
Yes, yes, they tell me. They won't let me near him. That's to say, my relatives Vasily and Princess Katish seem to be nursing him.
Count Rostov begs you to come and dine today.
Ah, Count Rostov, then you are his son Ilya. I didn't recognize you at first. Do you remember how we used to drive to Sparrow Hills with Madame Jacquot?
I'm Boris, the son of Princess Anna Drubetskoy. It is Count Rostov, the father who's called Ilya. His son's name is Nikolai. And I never knew any Madame Jacquot.
Oh dear. Oh dear, of course. You are Boris. Well, what do you think of the Boulogne expedition? It will go hard with the English if Napoleon gets across the Channel.
I know nothing about it. Here in Moscow, the only talk is of you and your father. Everyone's wondering to whom the Count will leave his fortune. Though I hope he succeeds in outliving us all.
Yes, it's all very sad.
To prevent misunderstanding, Monsieur Pierre, my mother and I are very poor, but you will be greatly mistaken if you presume that either of us are here to get something from him.
Well, indeed, I never thought. I know very well... That's to say, but I am sorry for my father as a man, but what can one do?
Forgive me for speaking so freely. I make it a principle to do so. Will you come to dinner at the Rostovs?
Yes. Yes, of course. Dinner. Why not?
The old Count is in a dreadful state, Boris. He hardly recognizes anyone.
What I can't determine, Mama, is what are his feelings towards Pierre?
The will shall make everything clear, my dear, whether it favors Pierre or Prince Vasily, with a little something for us, God willing, our fate hangs upon it.
But what makes you think he'll leave us something?
Oh, my dear, he is so rich and we are so poor.
That's hardly a sufficient reason, Mama.
The drive is filled with carriages. The Rostov name day party has already begun. Hurry and get ready, Boris.
She's here, my dear. I guess the honor's arrived.
Maria Dmitrievna.
Health and happiness, my dear Natalie. As for this husband of yours, speak up, you old sinner. Bored to tears in Moscow, are you?
Well,
no chance of you shooting with the dogs. No time for that now. You growing sons, Nikolai and Pietra, and a daughter to marry off. Aha, where is she? Where's my unruly Cossack?
I'm not your Cossack today, Maria Dmitrievna. I'm just Natasha. It's my name day.
Oh, name no name days. You are a Cossack, but I'm fond of you all the same. Here we are. A pair of precious stones for the ears of the Cossack.
Oh, here. Oh, they're these for Mama, look.
Oh, ho, sir! Oh, do my eyes deceive me? Or is that Pierre Bezukhov? Come here, sir.
Madame.
I was the only person to tell your father the truth in the old days, and in your case, it's a sacred duty.
I'm at your service, madame.
Oh, a pretty fellow, I must say. His father lies on his deathbed, and he amuses himself setting a policeman astride a bear. For shame, sir. It would be better if you went to the war.
Perhaps you're right, madame.
Oh, I know I'm right. Well, I suppose it's time we're all at the table.
Yes.
Come along, now.
Oh, you haven't.
What I don't see, Colonel, is why we should have to fight Bonaparte in the first place. Napoleon is Austria's problem. It's nothing to do with Russia.
What are you making such a noise about down there? Do you imagine we've got the French here?
We are talking about the war, Maria Dmitrievna. My son's going, you see. My son's going.
Well, I have four sons in the army, but still I don't fret. It's all in God's hands. You may die in your bed, or God may bring you safely out of battle.
Oh,
sir. Oh, dare ask to tell you. I know you won't.
Yes, I will, Peter. Mama?
What is it, Natasha?
Mama, what sweets are we going to have?
We are having ice cream, only you will not be allowed any.
Now, what sort of ice cream? I don't like ice cream.
Parafighters!
What kind? I want to know.
A pineapple, you little scamp. But first, ladies and gentlemen, a champagne toast to my precious countess on her name day.
To Countess Rostov and to our precious Natasha.
To Natasha! And may we always be as happy as we are today.
Oh, yes.
We know time slides, everything changes, we have our work to do in the big, busy world. But it is occasions like this. A candlelit table, plenty of food and wine, the smiling faces of family and friends. And these are the times we really live for.
Oh, that's enough philosophy, my dear Count Rostov. Let you and I start the dancing and show these young people how it's done. The old style.
Oh, look at Papa dancing with Maria Dmitrievna.
Who would have thought? Papa soaring about like an eagle.
Maria Dmitrievna hardly moves at all, but look at her face is moving.
Monsieur Pierre is looking lost. Go and cheer him up.
Excuse me, Monsieur Pierre.
Mademoiselle Natasha.
Mama told me to come and ask you to dance.
Oh, I'm afraid I shall go crashing into the others. But if you will be my teacher...
I'm willing to try.
Oh, my dear.
That's it, Monsieur Pierre, now. You turn this way.
Yes.
I go round you. And now we come together.
Ah.
I'm dancing. I'm dancing with a grown-up man. A man from abroad. With a wicked...
Here I come.
Look.
Look at Alan Atasenko.
Point at me, Mama. Point at
son. She's growing up, Ilya. She'll be married before we turn round.
She's turning into a beauty. You can't deny it.
Excuse me, Monsieur Pierre.
Princess Drubetskoy, why aren't you dancing?
Your father, Monsieur. He's had another stroke. Prince Vasily has sent word. He says you must come at once.
Yes, of course.
You come. I have the carriage waiting.
I'm so sorry.
Princess Katish?
Prince Vasily? Has anything happened?
Don't fret, Katish. There is no change. I only came to have a little talk about business. You and my wife are the old Count's only direct heirs. I realize this is painful for you. It's no easier for me. The fact is, I have just sent to the Rostovs for Pierre.
Pierre? I don't understand.
I have to. The old Count pointed directly at Pierre's portrait. There was no mistaking he wants to see him. Now, you must be aware that last winter the old Count made a new will, passing over his direct heirs and leaving all his property to Pierre.
Prince Vasily, I may be a woman, and according to you, all women are idiots, but even I know that Pierre cannot be his father's heir. Pierre is illegitimate.
My dear cousin, what if the old Count has left a letter to the Tsar begging him to have Pierre declared his legitimate son?
The Tsar would never grant that.
Don't be so sure. The old Count was a man of consequence in court circles, and I have it on good authority that the Tsar has already heard about the petition and is disposed to grant it.
But what about my share?
My poor Katish, don't you see? Unless the new will and the letter to the Tsar are destroyed, Pierre will not be Pierre any longer, but Count Vasilkov. He'll inherit everything. You won't get a penny.
Oh, I knew it. I knew I had nothing to expect in this house except meanness, deceit, envy, intrigue, ingratitude.
Try to stay calm. Now, do you have any idea where the new will and the letter to the Tsar might be?
I was a fool. I know who has been intriguing against
me. We're losing time, my dear.
It's that protege of yours, that Anna Drubetskoy, with her greasy son, Boris. She wormed her way in here last winter and turned the Count against us. That's when he wrote those vile documents.
Those vile documents, Katish, where are they?
In the inlaid portfolio which he keeps under his pillow.
Thank you.
Don't thank me, Prince. If I have a sin on my conscience, it is my hatred of that horrible Anna Drubetskoy.
The goodness of God is inexhaustible, Monsieur Pierre. They are performing the office of the last anointment.
Ah, last anointment, of course. They've propped him up in a chair. How like a lion he still looks with his mane of grey hair. The doctor's bending over him. Is this it? The final moment? No, he's all right. They're giving him something to drink. Prince Vasily and Katish are going over to the bed. And now they're leaving the room. Should I follow? No. Better stay here. He doesn't move. Still alive, though. Handsome, even.
Now he must be moved onto the bed.
Catch hold of my arm, little chap. Underneath. Lower down.
He's on the bed. He seems to be looking at me. But the eyes see nothing.
Monsieur Pierre, your father wants you.
It's true. He's looking straight at me. What does it mean? Maybe there's something he wishes to say to me. She's signaling to me. Kiss him? Yes. Nothing moved. The eyes still blank. This is interminable.
bridge over.
Turned over, of course. I can do that. His arm, he can't move his arm. It's hanging back, lifeless. He sees that I've noticed. He's smiling at me. Oh, my poor father.
He's resting now, Monsieur Pierre. Come, we'd better find a princess in here.
Just to hear Catalina. Ah, here they are. My dear Pierre, my poor Anna Drobetskoy. Catiche has had tea served in the small drawing room. Go and eat something, or you'll collapse.
Won't you be joining us, my dear Catiche?
I shall be in shortly. There is a small business matter I must discuss with the cast.
What are those papers? You can't seriously intend to bother him with paperwork.
It's no business of yours.
I'm sorry, I must see that portfolio. Please, my dear, come here.
Madame.
I imagine Pierre should be shown important family documents. Isn't that so, Prince Vasily?
Well, Vasily, why don't you speak? Why do you keep silent when heaven knows who takes upon herself to interfere? Making a scene on the very threshold of a dying man's room.
That's absurd. Yes, really.
And you too, Anna Rubitskoy.
Please, Prince, after such a solemn sacrament, let the count for the moment speak.
I would assume responsibility. I'll go and ask the Count myself about this document. Fine. Does that satisfy you?
Pierre, tell us your opinion.
Remember, Anna Drobetskoy, you will answer for any consequences. You don't know what you're doing.
I merely think of Pierre.
You vile woman!
Now, you must come quickly.
Oh, poor Count. I must see him.
She has the portfolio.
Don't worry, my dear. If we are sensible and dignified.
What's happening? I don't understand. Should I follow them?
Oh! Now you've made a choice. This is what you have been waiting for.
It's my father.
My friend. Pierre.
Prince Vasily.
We sin and we deceive and all for what? I'm getting on for 60, my dear boy. I too. Everything ends in death. Everything. Death is awful.
Monsieur Pierre.
Anna Drobetskoy.
He is no more. Come. I will take you away. Try to weep. Nothing relieves like tears.
I'm afraid I feel... I don't know what I feel.
God will uphold you. You are young. You will remember your friends. Only yesterday, you know, your dear father promised me he would not forget Boris. Oh, poor Pierre. Grief has robbed you of speech. The fact is, my dear, if I had not been here, God only knows what might have happened.
Ah, here is our dear Anna Drobetskoy at last.
Dear Ilya, dear Natalie, what a night it's been.
Come and sit down, Anna. We want to hear everything.
The old Count is at rest. He died as I myself would wish to die.
You don't say.
It was not simply affecting. It was edifying. The father, with a thought for everyone during those last hours. As for the son, he couldn't stop weeping. He is truly worthy to be the new Count Bezukhov.
The new Count Bezukhov? You mean Pierre is really to inherit that tremendous fortune?
Thanks to my efforts, my dear Ilya, Pierre shall receive what is due to him.
Well, with that kind of money, young Bezukhov will be giving the grandest balls in Moscow.
But what of Prince Vasily? Surely he and his wife expected to inherit at least half of the Bezukhov millions. Vasily's only hope now is to make a rich marriage for his children. They say he plans to marry off Anatole to Maria, the heiress of Bald Hills.
Old Bolkonski's daughter? Mm-hmm. He'll have his work cut out for him with that old tartar.
You forget that Prince Vasily is a master of intrigue.
Well, all I can say is good luck to him. You're a minute late, Maria.
I'm sorry, Papa.
No time for excuses. No time for an exercise book.
Now, these triangles are equal. You'll observe the angles A, B, C in this triangle. Therefore, the corresponding angle in the second triangle should be...
It should be... angle A, B, C. It should be...
What an idiot the girl is.
Forgive me, Papa. It's just geometry is so abstract.
Mathematics is important, young lady. Persevere, and you'll get to like it. That looks so miserable.
I love learning things from you.
Yes, yes. Now, be off and solve that problem for me.
Yes,
Papa. Wait. Here's a letter for you. From your pen pal, Julie, I presume.
Yes, it's from Julie.
I shall allow two more letters to pass, but the third I shall read.
Well, read this one if you like.
The third, I said, the third. Now go.
Yes, Papa.
Deacon, where are you? We're home. Where is everybody?
It's your father's nap time.
Of course, father's nap time. Something you'll get used to, Liz. This household observes an unvarying schedule.
Andre, you said Bald Hills is a country house. It's a palace.
That's father. He just keeps building. You're looking older, Deacon.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Andre, Mademoiselle Bourienne thought she heard a carriage.
Come down, Maria. You'll wake father.
Andre. My dear Liz.
Oh, Maria, you've got thinner.
And you have grown stouter. You remember Mademoiselle Bourienne?
Welcome to Bald Hills. What happiness for the princess.
Are you really going to the war at once, Andre?
You know I am. I must be off tonight.
Tonight? But Andre, surely you're going.
I'm so frightened.
Oh, poor Liz. Don't cry.
She needs rest, that's all, don't you, Liz?
Yes, Andre.
Maria will show you to your room. Try to sleep before dinner. We can't have you bursting into tears in front of father, now can we?
Are you feeling better, Liz?
Yes, thank you.
Father will be here on the stroke of eight.
I often tell Princess Maria, we don't need so many clocks at Bald Hills. Not with your father around.
Indeed.
Oh. Ah, here's the warrior. Up to conquer Bonaparte, are you?
How are you, father? You remember Lise?
Lise, yes. How do you do? I see you've been in a hurry. Too bad.
I'm sorry?
Papa means that you will soon be making him a grandfather.
Oh, yes, sir, I see.
You must take exercise. Walk as much as possible. Much as possible.
Walk, yes.
How is your health, father?
Only fools and rakes ever need to be ill, my boy. You know me. Abstemious and busy from morning till night, so of course I'm well.
Thank God for that.
God has nothing to do with it. Come now, tell us how the Germans have taught you to fight Bonaparte according to this new science you call strategy.
I wouldn't want to bore you, father.
You think I'm too old to understand? Well, think again. I've been following the news. What's your southern army to do? Prussia remains neutral, but how about Austria and Sweden? How will they get across Pomerania? Answer me that.
We plan to mobilize all the armies you mentioned, father, plus England. Some 500,000 men to attack the French from all sides.
Led by your German tacticians, I suppose. That's not the way to defeat Bonaparte. I'm told they're calling him a great general now.
Laugh as much as you please, sir. You can't deny that Napoleon is a force to be reckoned with.
Hear that, Mademoiselle Bourienne? Prince Andre is a secret admirer of your powder monkey of an emperor.
You know that I am no Bonapartist, Prince Volkonsky.
And the more fool you, mademoiselle, if Russia's fate is to be placed in the hands of a band of German strategists. The soup, Dickon.
What a clever man your father is, Maria. Perhaps that's why I'm so afraid of him.
Oh, you mustn't be, Lise. He's so kind. Andre, they told me you've ordered a carriage. I did so want to have a talk.
Talk away, Maria.
You have changed so, Andrusha.
Where is Lise?
She fell asleep on the couch in my room. Oh, Andre, what a treasure of a wife you have. She's as sweet and merry-hearted as a child.
She's certainly childish.
Think what it must be like, after her life in society, to part from her husband, be exiled to the country, with all the anxiety of her first pregnancy.
You live in the country and don't find it so terrible.
I? But that's different. I'm not a society woman like Lise. Here there is just me and Mademoiselle Bourienne.
I don't like your Mademoiselle Bourienne.
You're wrong, Andre. She's very good and kind. I don't really need a companion, but Father likes her. She reads to him in the evenings.
Tell me the truth, Maria. You must find Father's temper trying at times.
Trying? How do you mean?
He's always been harsh, but with the onset of old age, he's even more difficult.
You are a good man, André, except for a sort of intellectual pride. Have we any right to judge Father? Anyway, I'm content with him.
Sometimes you amaze me, Maria.
I have a great favour to ask of you, Andrusha. Promise you won't refuse.
What is it, Masha?
This icon. Our grandfather wore it in all the battles he fought. Promise me you will never take it off.
So long as it doesn't weigh 50 hundredweight and won't break my neck. Don't look so stricken. I shall be glad to have it. Really.
Be kind and generous as you used to be, André. And don't judge Elise so harshly. She's sweet and good.
Have I ever complained to you, Elise?
No, of course not. But I can see
what
that...
What can you see? I have no fault to find with Elise. But if you want to know the truth, Masha, if you want to know if I am happy, the answer is no. Is Elise happy? No. Why is this so? I don't know.
André, if you had faith, you could turn to God. He might give you the love you do not feel.
Perhaps. Now, I must say goodbye to Father.
Father?
Are you off then?
I've come to say goodbye.
Kiss me here. Thank you. Thank you.
Why do you thank me?
Because you don't dilly-dally. You aren't tied to your wife's apron strings. Your country before everything. Now, say what you have to say.
About my wife. I'm sorry to leave her on your hands.
No, don't nonsense. Say what it is you want.
When the time comes, send to Moscow for a doctor. I know not more than 1 in 1,000,000 cases goes amiss, but this is her whim. And mine. People have been telling her things. She's had a dream. She's frightened.
I'll see to it. It's a bad business. Eh?
What is, Father?
Your wife. Nothing to be done. They're all alike. You can't get unmarried. Huh? No, don't worry. I won't say a word. But you know yourself it's the truth.
Father, if I am killed and I have a son, keep him here with you. Let him grow up under your roof.
Not let your wife have him. Well, there you are. Whatever can be done, shall be done. Listen. Give this letter to Mikhail Kutuzov. I've asked him to make good use of you.
There is no need
Remember,
to...
Remember, the son of Nikolai Volkonsky needs serve no one on sufferance. Well, goodbye. Remember one thing, Prince André. If you get killed, it will be a grief to me in my old age. But if I were to hear that you had not behaved like the son of Nikolai Volkonsky, I should be ashamed.
You need not have said that to me, Father.
We have said goodbye. Now go. Go.
André, why is Father shouting?
What happened, André?
Nothing. It's nothing, I tell you. Now then.
Oh, André, so soon.
Kiss me, Liz.
Oh, don't go on. Please don't go.
Liz.
Oh, Liz.
It's all right, Maria. I've got her. Let her rest in the chair. She needs rest, that's all.
André, couldn't you at least...
Adieu, Maria.
Liz, are you all right? Liz.
I'll be fine.
Oh, my poor Liz.
Gone, Hetty. Well, a good thing, too.
Andre, what do you see out there?
I see our soldiers being drilled, General.
And our soldiers, Prince. Do they look fighting fit?
They are Russian soldiers, General.
Oh, no glib patriotism now. Are those soldiers out there ready to join up with General Mack and the Austrian army and engage in battle?
General Kutuzov, our soldiers are exhausted. They've just marched 1,000 miles. Their boots are in terrible shape.
Exactly. Meanwhile, our Austrian allies keep insisting that we hurl our troops across the Danube. Prepare me a memorandum, Bolkonski. How dare you burst in here, sir?
General Kutuzov, you see before you the unfortunate General Mack. We have been forced to surrender at Ulm.
Come in, General Bolkonski. Please leave us.
Bolkonski, who's that? It's General Mack himself, isn't it?
I'm afraid so, Kosofsky.
If you see the bandages round his head. So the rumors were true. The Austrians have lost.
Yes. Our exhausted men will be fighting a lot sooner than we ever bargained for.
In episode 1 of War and Peace, dramatized by Marcy Kahan, Simon Russell Beale played Pierre Betsukhov, Amanda Redman, Ellen Kuragin, Emily Mortimer, Natasha Rostov, and Gerard Murphy, Andrei Bolkonski. Nikolai Rostov was Jonathan Firth, Maria Bolkonski, Abigail McFern, Old Prince Bolkonski, Richard Johnson, and Countess Rostov, Nicola Paget. Sean Baker was Count Rostov, Alison Pettit, Sonia, James Simmons, Anatol Kuragin, Chris Pavlo, Dolohov, Hugh Dixon, Prince Vasily, and Janet Moore, Anna Scherer. Anna Dubretskoy was Caroline Jones, and Boris, David Brooks. Other parts were played by Tracy Ann Oberman, Ginny Mears, Rachel Atkins, Shirley Dixon, John Rowe, Ewan Meredith, Chris Wright, Anthony Afuebu, David Bannerman, and Stephen Thorne. General Kutuzov was played by Leo McKern. The music was by Neil Brand. Technical presentation was by Tim Sturgeon and Rebecca Kirby, and the production assistant was Fenella Capadia. The director was Janet Whittaker.